This is a live special report from ABC Radio News, the flight of Apollo 12. I'm Mort Prim with Merrill Muller at the Apollo News Center. Astronauts Pete Conrad and Al Bean are about to take the plunge, while Dick Gordon watchdogs aboard the Yankee Clipper orbiting 74 miles above the moon. Conrad and Bean are ready to fly their flimsy moon landing machine Intrepid down to the ocean of storms. Everything's looking good, and Intrepid is right now about 6 minutes from its powered descent burn and about 17 minutes from touchdown. At Mission Control in Houston, there's standing room only. And here in our Apollo News Center, my colleague Merrill Muller.
And Apollo 12 Intrepid's commander, Pete Conrad, has just radioed the ground that he has carried out the final maneuver to put Intrepid into its landing orientation toward the moon. And they are waiting now for the formal go or no go for the final ascent to the moon. They are 5 miles north of their track for approaching their target on the moon, and they're a little high on the track, but the computerized automatic pilot has been fed up the necessary information to correct this, and they're ready to go ahead as soon as Houston gives the formal go. If they bother with a formal go, the pilots have been so far ahead of their flight plan tonight that Houston has almost eliminated the formality of saying you have a go for so-and-so. And they will be doing this last 10 minutes of powered descent to the moon in about, a little over 8 minutes from now. Mort?
There have been only minor problems so far today on the mission. Al Bean has reported a stuffy head, and doctors in Houston have prescribed that he take decongestant tablets about every 8 hours, and they want him to take one just before he makes his first moonwalk. He says it's not going to bother him, not going to prohibit the moonwalk. Pete Conrad has a bit of a blister because of one of the biomedical sensors attached to his skin. Seems to have a sensitivity to it, but Conrad, too, insists that it's no real problem and no detriment to their moonwalk. And there were reports today of a solar storm, but scientists insist that this will not present any radiation hazard. So everything is go for man's second landing on the moon.
And you heard a switch open in there. You are hearing behind Mort and myself the live lines.
Flight Director Cliff Charlesworth taking a final poll here for giving a go for PDI. Looks like it's a go all the way around.
PDI is the powered descent initiation. This is the period of the descent during which they are literally flying themselves down to the moon with a throttleable rocket engine, the only one in the world that we know of.
And they're all set now. You just heard Terry White, the public affairs officer on duty, say that they are cleared for their powered descent into the moon.
During the descent, Lunar Module pilot Alan Bean will read out of the LEM guidance computer such numbers as range to go to the landing site, horizontal velocity, and the angle at which Commander Pete Conrad should look to spot the landing site through the landing point designator etched on the left-hand window of the lunar module. During the final phase, from 500 feet down,
Houston, no transients.
That, I believe.
Roger.
That's Dick Gordon, I believe, talking to Houston. He says he hasn't got any transients.
Following low gate at 500 feet, Bean will add in the so-called H-dot, or vertical velocity, rate of descent.
The staff on duty for this landing tonight, Jerry Carr is the communicator you will hear from Houston, talking to both spaceships as necessary, but most
Intrepid
of the...
Intrepid Houston, go for PDI.
That was Carr giving the formal go.
That's the landing clearance.
Conrad acknowledging. Jerry Carr, the communicator. Cliff Charlesworth, the flight director. Terry White, the public affairs officer on duty. And with them, the now famous Stephen Bales, who helped save the landing of Apollo 11 when it reached its critical point. Now, this landing is going to be different from Apollo 11's in two phases. First, they're going to update the computer only 2 minutes from the surface of the moon, or they're going to try to correct out the errors they have in track after they make this rocket burn. And secondly, they are going to talk Conrad down into the final phase of this flight to the landing, by warning him of the amounts of fuel he has left to a danger line. And 20 seconds of fuel, if you ever hear that, will be the danger line when he has to start changing plans and get out of there. But they'll count him down. That's a change in the operating procedure.
Pete Conrad and Alan Bean are soft-suited. They are in, of course, a fully pressurized lunar module. The Intrepid is fully pressurized. They do have on their gloves and helmets, but the suits are not pressurized. And aboard the mothership Yankee Clipper, Dick Gordon is riding around without his helmet and gloves.
Yankee Clipper, Intrepid's up back. Houston, read you loud and clear.
Dr. and Mrs. Thomas Paine, he's the NASA administrator, are at Mission Control in Houston. A long list of VIPs there this morning, just as there were during the landing of Apollo 11. And the Apollo 11 moon men are there, Armstrong and Aldrin.
The Intrepid has gone to the Vox mode in the communications, that is, voice-actuated circuit.
Be 1 minute.
That's 1 minute to the start of this powered descent burn, and we'll try to describe it for you.
1 minute.
There it is.
Roger, started, Pete.
Roger, Pete.
The Vox mode, so-called.
Descent at 35 seconds.
They get a lot of vibration, a lot of action out of that descent engine when it begins to burn.
The Vox mode, so-called.
30 out. Okay.
Is an extra voice communication on a radar tracking signal.
Average speed, descent engine is on. I'm up a velocity light. Got it made. I'm getting a couple of lights in.
Copy
and
the charm.
Light.
Fifteen seconds to the burn, and this burn is going to be the big one. It's a
9, 8, we have all it, 7, 6, 5, 0.
You'll hear some noise when that burn starts.
I have start. 3, 4, 5. Descent engine command override on. Hey, throttle up to 26. Yep.
Copy, throttle on.
I can hardly hear you for some reason. Okay. Stand by for throttle up, Houston. Hey, it looks good.
Here's where they get maximum speed in reverse to slow down. At this point on their mark or mine.
Throttle up.
They are now using...
Roger, Pete, copy, throttle up.
Throttle up and good. They're using 4,505 miles an hour of braking power.
This is looking good, Pete.
They are on their way down.
Medium looks good. Regulators look good here. They stand by for 1 minute hatch. Okay.
They are flying on their back, feet first. They're looking out into space. They will not see the moon till they get to within about 7,500 to 7,000 feet.
Activity, not too much.
The computer is flying the Intrepid right at this moment. Pete Conrad will be able to take over later.
Minus 20, 48,000.
Could take over now if he had to.
Release. Looks good.
This burn has to last a good almost 9 minutes.
One of Al Bean's jobs right now is to start the 16-millimeter motion
Intrepid
picture
Houston,
camera.
Now 6-9 in that club. 0-4-2-0-0. Over.
Roger, copies. Plus 0-4-2-0-0.
That's affirmative.
2169.
Remember this. Braking power from this rocket.
Intrepid Houston, go for enter.
That's an update on their computer.
It's in, dude.
They are tracking them down. The ground controllers
Intrepid
are
Houston,
tracking them.
Good at two.
Remember, they're trying for a pinpoint landing this time.
Okay. Roger.
They don't want to be just close.
Hey, hanging in.
They want to be on the bullseye.
And they're trying to update to...
Looks good here.
Cancel out.
Roger, Miss Finn agrees with things and eggs.
Cancel out a little bit of too much height on
very good, very good.
Flight track at the start of this. And as they are 5 miles north or to the right of the track they should have.
The G field again.
Roger.
And the automatic
okay,
pilot.
2 minutes and 30 seconds. 4276 minus 53 and 44,700. Looks good. Smoking right down there.
The automatic pilot can also These are small rocket thrusters to cancel out the deviation from track.
We've been given the ED bats today. Yeah, don't forget the ED bats today.
That's Bean and Conrad talking themselves.
There you go.
We're less than 9 minutes from touchdown.
That's 24 feet per second fast, at 6 feet per second low on H-sat, and about 100 feet low on altitude. Looking good.
Intrepid Houston, roger, you're looking good at 3.
Okay, Houston. I have an altitude light out and a velocity light out.
Roger.
That means they're just on the money.
That's showing minus 918, minus 1,000. Looks good. How's it look to you, Houston?
Roger. It looks good. Recommend you incorporate it.
They will start getting late.
No sooner said than done.
Late information any moment now from their landing
Let
radar.
Me know when it converges, I'm going back to my normal displays.
Okay, Pete.
Their landing radar should start giving them information at about 40,000 feet.
Go at 4 and go past 5. Roger, copy ED BAP, go.
Roger, here comes.
Conrad scheduled to take over manual control about 500 feet
looking
off
good,
the surface.
Looking good. Thanks, holding right in there. Super good. Hangs at 1,100 or 12.
7.5 minutes from touchdown on the moon.
Okay. Hold over all occasions. Check out everything. RCS looks good.
They're going to start pitching upright in a few moments.
The wives of all three spacemen.
Zero.
Following this very historic moment in their homes in Houston.
Okay, we're out of 35,000.
Roger, Pete.
On that
one. That's a landing radar readout.
Getting a fair amount of RCS firing, more than I think I should. But how's the gimbal look to you guys, Houston?
They're looking good, Pete.
That RCS firing, those are the attitude control thrusters that keep the lunar module lined up as it's supposed to be.
Okay. Boy, it's really giving her a heck on the RCS. That must be the radar update. But I'll do the ags and update. It might need it. 23 plus. It really is banging it around, isn't it?
They've got 5 miles to cancel out of this track. They're 5 miles off when they started. So those are
Intrepid Houston, throttle down at 6+22.
They're cutting back now. The main engine throttle is only producing.
We got 6+22. Just gave you a little ags update. According to this here computer, it's right on the money. Better turn that sequence camera on in a moment. Okay. 6+22 for throttle down, huh? Yeah. Okay.
That's less braking power. That gives them about 2,000 miles an hour braking power.
I'll just check you.
Intrepid Houston, you're looking good at 6.
Okay, standing by for throttle down.
They're shooting for a target 955 miles from where the Apollo 11 crew landed.
23, let's give it another update. Throttle down, 6+23.
Roger.
That's 1 second early.
4-0. 4-0. Give him another ads update. All right.
The throttle.
But just barely see the horizon, but maybe it's really giving it the kazoozy with the RCS, isn't it?
Intrepid is pitching around, forward, face up, and then nose slightly down.
87 minutes.
Intrepid Houston, monitor descent fuel 2.
That's good.
There's a fuel warning again.
Descent fuel 2, it's there. Okay, Pete, 7 minutes. 1153 means you're about 36%. Wait a minute, let's go ahead and go for 7:30. Okay, we're out of 19,000 feet. I got something on the horizon out there. I got some craters, too, but I don't know where I am yet.
He should see the ground at about 7,500 feet.
Put smoke over the numbers at 7:30. Okay, 7:30, 11:53. That's too bad. That was 135. We're descending a little faster than normal. And we're a little bit low. Good luck. 160 feet a second, huh? See? 23. We'll be there in a minute. Number. Almost running.
4 minutes to touchdown.
And they're just about in position to...
Heads up at Houston. You're looking good at 8.
They're just
Bulls
about...
passing 12,000 feet. Going to right 8 meter, Houston.
Roger.
They've got a little less than 5,000 feet to go before they see the approach of the landing site.
That's right here. You're out of 10,000 feet. Hook up your lanyard. Okay. And a Viper P-64. Okay. I'm trying to cheat and look out there. I think I see my crater. Hey, baby. I'm not sure. Coming through 7.
They hope that's the crater where surveyors park.
P-64. That's it. There's LPD.
Roger. Copy. P-64.
1,000 updates. Hey, there it is. There it is. Son of a gun. Right down the middle of the road.
Outstanding. 42 degrees, Pete.
Hey, it's sizing right to the center of the crater.
Look out there.
I can't believe it.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
42 degrees, dude. Just keep talking.
Light it in.
42. We're passing 3,500. Coming down at about 99 feet a second. You're looking good. Got 15% fuel. I'll reset my watch.
Okay, I'm going for landing.
Over one. I just want LPD to the right a little.
Roger, okay, Roger.
40 degrees, LPD, Pete. 40
That's
degrees.
That's so fantastic, I can't believe it.
We're at 2,000 feet.
How far?
The boys on the ground do okay. 1,800 feet up, 39 degrees. We got 94 seconds of LPD time left.
Okay, I want to move forward a little bit.
38. 38 degrees, 36 degrees. You're 1,200 feet, Pete. Okay, 1,000 feet coming down at 30. You're looking good.
They're hovering now and finding where they want to land, where they want to touch.
Looks good out there, Dave. Looks good.
They're right on target with 2 minutes to land.
32 degrees. You're at 800 feet. 33 degrees. It's 680 feet. 33 degrees.
Remember,
600
they're...
600 feet. Antenna's okay. Okay. 35 degrees. 530 feet. 530.
They're riding on a rocket plane.
All right. 426. I got it. 400. C-66 feet. Okay. D-66. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Got to get over.
330
get right.
Feet coming down at 4.
Got
11%.
Just loads the gas.
300 feet coming down at 5.
Actually,
look at that crater right where it's supposed to be.
You're beautiful.
10%. 257 feet coming down at 5. 240 coming down at 5.
Hey, you're really maneuvering around.
Yeah.
Come on down, Pete.
Okay.
10% fuel. 200 feet. Coming down at 3. You need to come on down.
Okay.
190 feet. Come on down. 180 feet. 9%. You're looking good. Gonna get some dust before long. 130 feet. 124 feet, Pete. 120 feet coming down at 6. You got 9%. 8%. You're looking okay. 96 feet coming down at 6. Slow down the descent rate. 80 feet coming down at 4. You're looking good. 70 feet. Looking real good. 63 feet. 60 feet coming down at 3. 50 feet coming down. Watch for the dust. 46.
Low level.
42 feet coming down at 3. Coming down at 2. Okay. Start the clock. 42 feet coming down at 3. 40 coming down at 2. Looking good. Watch for that. 31, 32, 30 feet. Coming down at 2 feet. You got plenty of gas, dude. Hang in there.
30 seconds.
18 feet, coming down at 2. He's got it made. Come on in there. 24 feet. Contact light.
Roger, copy contact.
Clock. Pro. Yeah, pro.
They're okay. On the moon.
It's storm off.
18
okay.
Seconds early.
Exactly, you got your descending command override off.
Yep.
Okie dokie, I'll cycle the... Main shut off valve.
Okay.
Bus seat closed. You get both regs closed, Dave.
The regs are closed.
Good landing.
Pete, outstanding.
Man,
after arm on.
Beautiful.
He set that fire.
Okay, I'll smoke over the essence.
The essence medium looks okay.
Okay, descent reg warning light. Don't worry about it. Ascent expendables look good, that's 2H2O. Good turned over.
Okay, we're in hot shape, Houston. We're in real good shape.
Roger, Pete.
They can stop. You push it.
Yep, probe. Both control, both auto.
Both auto. Get engine command override off. Off. Engine arm off. Off. I got the 413 in cycle departure valve.
Okay.
Thruster ISO, valves are done. Main shutoff's done. You've vented. Master arm on. Master arm, you turned it off.
Master arm is off.
Okay, just watch the system to stand by.
Okay.
Hello, man, Houston. I'll tell you, I think we're in a place that's a lot dustier than Neil's. The good thing we had a simulator, because that was a high FR landing.
Roger,
oh, I'm
baby.
Glad I was high, Al.
Yeah, it was.
I know it.
Holy crap.
Man, it's beautiful out here. It sure is. It's something else. We flew by.
Hello, Shepard. Hello, Shepard.
How are you?
If you didn't read that, that was Dick Gordon calling congratulations from Yankee Clipper. Intrepid's on the moon safely, and both pilots, Conrad and Bean, are excited about their surroundings.
And they made that pinpoint landing. They should be within walking distance of the Surveyor unmanned camera robot, which they hope to walk to during their trip there.
We're getting a lot of static break up there. We'll get out of the way as soon as we can hear the voice clearly. What they're doing is, in effect, they're beginning to turn off switches and configure Intrepid to stay on the moon for 32 hours. The first go-no-go they get, however, is for 19 hours.
Where'd you put her down, Pete? Over on site 4?
That's a joke from Houston Control.
No, sir, about halfway between site 4 and site 3. I flew by the right side of the crater and then had to fly over to the left and land. We're in good shape.
Roger.
Please get your engine stopped, Pete.
Okay.
You guys did outstanding fighting, Pete. I'll tell you, that thing was right down the middle.
Beautiful.
Oh, glad to hear that, Pete. Intrepid, Houston, we got your now 43. Roger,
another one, Eddie.
Okay. Roger. Bro,
going to P-12.
Okay. 1, 2, enter.
Give
me the time for
P-12. Okay. And second landing on the moon. His fourth trip to the moon, and it looks like that orbital problem that they had on the three earlier flights has been totally and finally corrected. They brought it in right on the money. The problem caused because scientists didn't know the exact shape of the moon, and they...
110, 42, wait a minute.
We're unable always to accurately predict the orbit.
0200.
This is the checkout of the switches and condition of Intrepid to prepare it for the stay on the moon. The two pilots talking to each other, and that navigational problem that Mort was talking about just a moment ago has certainly been licked by this new technique of updating the landing computerized pilot just before the descent starts and during the descent.
00195. And all zip, all zip.
But the main thing is that Dick Gordon's navigation in Yankee Clipper, before he released and cut free Intrepid, was very close to the mark and pretty well pinpointed for the ground controllers, the nose or the bump on the center of the moon that has been forcing previous Apollo ships to deviate.
Okay. Plus one in there.
Man,
I can't wait to get outside. Look at that.
Conrad.
A very talkative crew up there this time.
And excited.
Very excited.
And very descriptive.
158. Okay. Box down up. Okay, loaded. Everything's ready to go. Oh man, spit out so clear, I couldn't believe it. Out there, even took a peek. It's a nice place to land. Boy, sure was dusty, though. I'm sorry, I flew by, but that was just going too fast.
touchdown. Felt like just a little bit on the back.
The good thing we leveled off high.
Yeah.
And came down because I sure couldn't see what was underneath us once I got into that dust. That went a long way. Up to the horizon. We were in it, just like you said.
That's a very significant comment there.
Look at those boulders out there on the horizon, Pete. Jeez, my dear.
Another one.
It's a pretty good place.
They're making two geological comparisons right there with Apollo 11.
Yeah. Those rocks. Are we on the Connecticut Ray area?
They're in an area of more dust and bigger rocks.
Okay.
They've obviously seen one of the two craters, the inside between which they are parked.
Okay, Houston, are we go or stay?
Intrepid Houston, you're staying. If you'd like to recycle and try it again, we'll talk to Sims.
The reason for that is that Houston gave them the stay and they didn't hear it. They were too excited.
Him for earlier in the week.
Roger.
Okay, let's get our box. Okay, going to poop. Our box.
I was trying to tell you that they are between the two craters. And they flew over one and saw the inside of it. And they're therefore close to the other, which contains the Surveyor spacecraft that they have to reach on the second moonwalk. Pete Conrad said he tried to land within 300 feet of that Surveyor spacecraft, and he may have done it.
It'll be 4 hours before they make their first moonwalk, and they both sound extremely anxious to get on with that business of crawling out of the lunar module Intrepid and making their way over the moon's surface, an area which they describe as quite beautiful.
Incidentally, on the target point of this landing, it's just for background reference purposes, it was originally targeted at 1,112 feet from the Surveyor spacecraft, and Conrad asked that corrected down to 350 feet. We'll see how close he is.
It's up at Houston. The sea's holding fine, and the venting's going along well.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're going to start hustling along here, so I'd appreciate it if you give me a holler when it gets down into the 2 days range.
We'll do it, Pete.
They have quite a bit to do to tidy up the spaceship before they take a bite to eat. The flight plan calls for them first to get out of their helmets and gloves so they can work faster, and you just heard Pete Conrad say we're going to hurry along here.
Yankee Clipper, Houston, over.
Houston calling the mothership, which is still orbiting.
Roger, Dick. Can you get the high gain pointed at us? We'd like to dump that tape recorder.
Okay, my picture is 281. Let me get you some angles.
They want Gordon to feed back the information which he has obtained electronically on the descent portion of Intrepid's trip down to the moon.
And incidentally, he's almost overhead now. Yankee Clipper is almost over here.
Houston, did you copy that whole descent?
Intrepid.
That's affirmative.
Very good. Intrepid, Houston, you can close your aux vent. Leave the fuel open for a little while.
Conrad and Bean.
Closing the aux vent. Closed.
I've been on the moon for 10 minutes.
Houston, you have a high gain.
Roger, Dick.
And of course, they're venting out that fuel system remaining in the descent propulsion engine and its tankage. All they'll need now is the ascent propulsion system and its control rocket. And they want to make sure that they're in a very safe status on those fuel tanks, which are in the bottom part of the Intrepid Moonlander. In the meantime, of course, the two pilots, Conrad and Bean, tidying up their cabin, getting ready for, shall we say, lunch on the moon?
They haven't given their moon base a name, such as Tranquility Base, have they?
Not yet, no. Who was it? Was it Conrad or Bean who said they wouldn't bother with a base that it was confusing radio calls because they had Clipper and Intrepid and Houston and they felt that was enough? Which one said that? I've forgotten it. One of the press conferences.
I recall the incident. I don't recall which of the two pilots said it. They are in the Sea of Storms. They are now converting...
This is Apollo Control. The third and fourth humans to land on another planetary body. Two rather exuberant